HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, The New Prophecy, Midnight, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. Night lay upon the forest. There was no moon, but the stars of Silverpelt shed their frosty glitter over the trees. At the bottom of a rocky hollow, a pool reflected the starshine. The air was heavy with the scents of late greenleaf. Wind sighed softly through the trees and ruffled the quiet surface of the pool. At the top of the hollow, the fronds of bracken parted to reveal a cat. Her bluish-gray fur glimmered as she stepped delicately from rock to rock, down to the water's edge. Sitting on a flat stone that jutted out over the pool, she raised her head to look around. As if at a signal, more cats began to appear, slipping into the hollow from every direction. They padded down to sit as close to the water as they could, until the lower slopes were filled with lithe shapes gazing down into the pool. The cat who had appeared first rose to her paws.
"A new prophecy has come," she meowed. "A doom that will change everything has been foretold in the stars."
On the opposite side of the pool, another cat bowed his tawny bracken-colored head.
"I have seen this too. There will be doubt and a great challenge," he agreed.
"Darkness, air, water, and sky will come together and shake the forest to its roots," the first cat went on. "Nothing will be as it is now, nor as it has been before."
"A great storm is coming,"
meowed another voice, and the word storm was taken up, repeated, and passed around the circle, until it seemed that thunder rumbled through the ranks of watching cats. As the murmur died away, a lean cat with a glossy black pelt spoke from near the water's edge.
"Can nothing change what is about to happen? Not even the courage and spirit of the greatest warrior?"
"The doom will come," the blue-gray cat replied. "But if the clans meet it like warriors, they may survive."
Lifting her head, she let her luminous gaze travel around the hollow.
"You have all seen what must befall the forest," she meowed. "And you know what must be done. Four cats must be chosen to hold the fate of their clans in their paws. Are you ready to make your choices before all of StarClan?"
As she finished speaking, the surface of the pool shivered, though there was no wind to disturb it, then was still again. The bracken-colored Tom rose to his paws, starlight turning the fur on his broad shoulders to silver.
"I will begin," he meowed.
He glanced sideways to meet the gaze of a light-colored tabby with a twisted jaw.
"Crooked Star, do I have your permission to speak for River Clan?"
The tabby bowed his head in agreement, and the first cat went on.
"Then I invite you all to see and approve my choice."
He stared down into the water, as motionless as the rocks around him. A pale gray blur appeared on the surface of the pool, and all the cats craned forward to see it more clearly.
"That one?"
murmured the blue-gray cat, staring at the shape in the water.
"Are you sure, Oakheart?"
The tip of the bracken-colored Tom's tail flicked back and forth.
"I thought that choice would please you, Blue Star,"
he meowed, amusement in his tone.
"Do you not think she was well mentored?"
"She was excellently mentored."
Blue Star's neck fur rose, as if he had said something to challenge her, then lay flat again.
"Does the rest of StarClan agree?"
she asked. A murmur of assent rose from the watching cats, and the pale gray shape thinned and vanished from the water, leaving it clear and empty again. Now the black cat stood up and padded to the very edge of the pool.
"Here is my choice," he announced. "See and approve it."
This time, the shape in the pool was tortoiseshell and lean, with strong, well-muscled shoulders. Blue Star gazed down at the image for some moments before nodding.
"She has strength and courage," she agreed.
"But Night Star," Sample complete. Ready to continue?